Okay, declare the meeting open at 2:08 or 14:08. This is the special council meeting. Announcement of visitors, nil. Disclaimer notices, nil. Council meeting information notes are in the front. Announcement from the presiding member is nil. Five, record of attendance. Is everyone apologies or leave of absence? Nil, nil, nil. Applications for leave of absence was nil. Six, declaration of interest. 6.1, declaration of financial interest. 6.2, declaration of proximity interests. Yep. Councillor Harris, would you like to? Harris, you'd like to declare proximity interest in item 9.1A.
Yeah.
Any other interests there? No? Thank you. 6.3, declaration of impartiality interests. Nil. 7.1, 12 months of manager of business services. 7.1A, proposed 2026-27 budget. Kiara.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. This item is just for our draft statutory budget 2026-2027. Legislatively, the statutory budget that we adopt includes our allocations by nature and type. This year we have done an overall rough 3.5% increase to our expected income and expenditure based on inflation. However, you will note there are some changes. Our materials and contracts are significantly higher this year than we budgeted for last year. This is just due to some major projects that are coming through. We have already adopted our fees and charges and our elected member allowances at previous meetings, so they will not form part of this, of the recommendation. Our rates, we have chosen, as per our long-term financial plan, a 5% increase. This is to the rate in the dollar, as well as our minimum fees, but we do not have differential rates this year either. No interest, and we're anticipating getting the rates out on the 1st of August.
Very good.
Our employee costs do include a provision of 3.5% to our salaries and wages, as well as two additional roles that we've identified in our review of our internal delivery, and some gaps that need to be filled across the board just with staff rollover and turnover. Our capital works program is totalling $9,381,401.91. This is for our infrastructure, land, buildings, plant and equipment. A portion of that expenditure does relate to the infrastructure portion of the community infrastructure grant funding from Genesis. It's about $750,000. And there is some carryover from last financial year, which we've tried to detail as clearly as possible within the agenda item. Our land and buildings is $2,070,000. That does include the rollover purchase of the accommodation units. Plant and equipment is $1,222,000 being included. Primarily, this is the purchase of the rubbish truck, resolved by council at the June 2026 meeting, as well as replacement of some of our vehicles per our plant replacement program, and also replacing our Shire community bus. Our other infrastructure expenditure is $2,360,657.91. This relates to the airport, some extensions. There's a dog park in there, greening of Shire spaces, and a few other things that have been rolled over from 25-26. Our roads, we have calculated at $3,125,744. Most of this is funded by grant funding opportunities with Roads to Recovery and Regional Road Group, though there is some that we do have to put money in A regional road group, for example, is it's two to one, so we put $1 in for every $2 they put in. And there's also $605,000 allocated to the waste facility, which is primarily for our expansion upgrade of the landfill and the liquid waste. We do expect a surplus from this financial year, so 2025-2026, of $4,898,342. This may change as once we've done our annual financials. However, this surplus is primarily to fund our carryover capital projects from 25-26, and is not being transferred to reserves. As part of the recommendation, we're also asking you to consider the adoption of an additional reserve fund for a community reserve fund for the purpose of funds procured for the ongoing improvement and development of infrastructure and community initiatives within the Shire of Leonora. At the moment, the intent for this reserve is to be utilising the community improvement and infrastructure grant funding we've receiving from Genesis. We can carry it over each financial year if we do not spend it in that financial year. As part of taking into the new reserve, we have recommended a transfer of $979,765 out of the Eastern Precinct Reserve and into this reserve, which is the funds equivalent for the 2025-2026 financial year that had not been spent. We do anticipate a small surplus of $688,394 for the 2025-2026 financial year. We are recommending that this gets transferred to the Aerodrome Reserve in light of our projects going forward. That is everything to do with the budget. You'll have the statutory budget is attached. It does detail some supporting schedules to review, including our waivers or concessions, landing fees, for example, where we waive the Royal Flying Doctor Services fees. And there is also a proposal this year to waive head tax for residents who are flying the applicable cheaper return flights per the RAZC scheme. Which allows for that cheap opportunity to fly from Leonora to Perth and back rather than paying the full cost, just to help enable that continuation of that program. Beyond that, it's just the doctor's house continuing the waiver of the rental there to make sure we can maintain a doctor here in town. Everything else is pretty on par. We've tried to minimise the overall expense and the impact on what the Shire is planning for our community. So hopefully it's not too much of an impact.
Very good. Okay, so I'm happy enough. We can flick through the pages and just have a quick gander over. If there's any quick questions, we can answer those. Do you want to run through that, Chiara? Is there any questions as far as what's in the draft or any of the operating budget there? I know everyone's had the opportunity to read through it and look through it, and I know many councillors have spoken to Chiara already, but it's your last opportunity now to ask any questions. Just probably, Tim, with the waste facility, current update with that, I know it's working well, but is there another pond to be built?
I'm happy to answer that question. No, so this stage is in regards to the wastewater treatment plant. There's no immediate plans to expand that. However, we do need to look at bringing the site from a regulated site to a licensed facility, and that's very much given on both our... So a regulated landfill site is really predominantly designed for a regional community town.
Yep.
As opposed to a licensed facility which accepts more commercial waste and greater volume. So we need to look at doing that. Tim and I are working through that at the moment. That'll include having a staffed site out there, but we're just exploring through our options. So the short answer to your question is no. Mm-hmm. But we haven't fully assessed how the capacity is with the current. Obviously, we expanded last year the wastewater treatment plant, and I don't think there's been any capacity issues that I'm aware of up until now.
Yep.
In regards to that facility.
Thank you. And just one other one in regards to the doctor. Has there been any monetary increase there from the current value that we pay?
We haven't had any notification about any change to what the admin, I think there's an admin fee and a general fee.
Yep.
We did apply the 3.5% increase to it just to allow for that inflation, but we've had no notification there's any major change.
Okay. Doctor's happy, that's good.
As far as I know, yep.
All right, okay. Councillors, any questions? All right, if you'd like to run through the recommendation, you said you've written it up and it's three pages, it's all yours, Kiara.
Sorry. All right, so the recommendations are that council first, by absolute majority, adopts the following. A, recommendation one is the annual budget for 2026-2027, pursuant to section 6.2 of the Local Government Act 1995, part three of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, and applicable Australian accounting standards. Council adopts the annual budget as contained in attachment one of this agenda and the minutes for the Shire of Leonora for the 2026-2027 financial year, which includes the following. Statement of comprehensive income by nature, statement of cash flows, rate setting statement, notes to and forming part of the budget. Budget program schedules, capital works program, transfers to and from reserve accounts as detailed in note 8A of the statutory budget. B is recommendation two, the general and minimum rates, instalment payment arrangements, discounts and interest. I, for the purpose of yielding the deficiency disclosed by the municipal fund budget adopted at recommendation one above, council pursuant to sections 6.32, 6.33, 6.34 and 6.35 of the Local Government Act 1995 imposed the following general rates and minimum payments on gross rental and unimproved values. One, the general rates, residential GRV at 0.084525 rate in the dollar, commercial / industrial GRV 0.084525 rate in the dollar, rural UV 0.185745 rate in the dollar, mining UV 0.185745 rate in the dollar, commercial / industrial UV 0.185745 rate in the dollar. Two is the minimum payments for residential GRV, $386.88, commercial / industrial GRV, $386.88, rural UV, $386.88, mining UV, $386.88, and commercial and industrial UV at $386.88. Part two, pursuant to section 6.45 of the Local Government Act 1995 and regulation 6.64.2 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, council nominates the following due dates for the payment in full by instalments. Option one is the full payment, full amount of rates and charges, including arrears, to be paid on or before 7th September 2026, or 35 days after the date of service appearing on the rate notice, whichever is the later. Option two is for the four instalments, first instalment to be made on or before 7th September 2026 or 35 days after the date of service appearing on the rate notice, whichever is later, and including all arrears and half the current rates and service charges. Second instalment to be made on or before 9th of November 2026 or 2 months after the due date of the first instalment, whichever is later. Third instalment to be made on or before 11th of January 2027 or 2 months after the due date of the first instalment, whichever is later. And fourth instalment to be made on or before 15th of March 2027 or 2 months after the due date of the first instalment, whichever is later. Very sorry, that should say the previous instalments, not the first instalment. So the second instalment to be made on or before 9th of November 2026 or 2 months after the due date of the first instalment is correct. The third instalment is to be made on or before the 11th of January 2027 or 2 months after the due date of the second instalment, whichever is later. And the fourth instalment to be made on or before 15th of March 2027 or 2 months after the due date of the third instalment, whichever is later. Pursuant to section 6.46 of the Local Government Act 1995, Council offers no discount to ratepayers who have paid their rates in full, including arrears, waste and service charges, pursuant to Section 6.45 of the Local Government Act 1995 and Regulation 64.2 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996. Council adopts an instalment administration charge where the owner has elected to pay rates and service charges through an instalment option of $26 after the initial instalment is paid. 5. Pursuant to Section 645 of the Local Government Act 1995 and Regulation 64.2 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, Council adopts an interest rate of 0% where the owner has elected to pay rates and service charges through an instalment option. And 6. Pursuant to Section 6.45 of the Local Government Act 1995 and Regulation 64.2 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, Council adopts an interest rate of 0% for rates and service charges and costs of proceedings to recover such charges that remain unpaid after becoming due and payable. C is recommendation 3 for reserve accounts. Pursuant to Section 6.11 of the Local Government Act 1995, Council I establishes a new reserve account titled Community Reserve Fund for the purposes of holding funds received for the ongoing improvement and development of infrastructure and community initiatives within the Shire of Leonora. Approves the transfer of funds from the Eastern Precinct Reserve to the Community Reserve Fund as disclosed in Note 8A of the Statutory Budget 2026-2027 as follows. Eastern Precinct Reserve, -$979,765, and the Community Reserve Fund, +$979,765. 3. Approves the transfer of the projected 2026-2027 surplus to the Aerodrome Reserve as disclosed in Note 8A of the Statutory Budget 2026-2027 as follows. Aerodrome Reserve transfers +$688,394. 4. Approves the transfer of interest earned on each reserve account to the respective reserve accounts, which with total estimated interest earnings of $145,800 across all reserve accounts. And 5. Adopts the reserve accounts movement as detailed in Note 8A of the Statutory Budget 2026-2027. And part 2 is that Council by simple majority adopts the following. A. Recommendation 4. Material variance reporting for the 2026-2027. In accordance with Regulation 34.5 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the level to be used in statements of financial activity in 26-27 for reporting material variances shall be 8% or $15,000, whichever is greater.
Thank you. Well done. Okay, there it is. We have a mover and a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Seconder. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour, that's everyone. Thank you very much. Thanks, Kiara, and thank you to all the staff and everyone has done the hard work to putting it all together. Good job. Well done. Okay. Moving right along, which eight is a question from members without notice. Nope. Nine, meeting closed to the public. 9.1, matters of which the meeting will close to the public. 9.A, which is the mining lease heritage objection and tribunal proceeding. We will vote to close that meeting to the public. If I can have someone. Yeah, Councillor Sprigg de Santos and Councillor Cottrell, those in favour, everyone, thank you. We'll shut that off, all good. And we have, meow. That meeting closed was to, sorry, at, what have we got? The time? 2:28. Thank you. And reopen the general meeting. So, okay, same time, 7:28. Councillor Fifi Harris has re-entered the the room, and in regards to 9-1A, I think it was, for your benefit, Councillor Harris, the recommendation was passed. Okay. We are now up to not a lot. I don't believe so. It's just too much paperwork, Mark. 9.2, public reading of resolutions that may be made to public. Nil.
You're going to read that out.
The
resolution.
Thank you. So, the recommendation as well. The recommendation in regards to 9.1A was that the council notes the current title tribunal proceedings relating to the objectors lodged by the representatives of the Darlow Native Title Group concerning the application of the expended procedure to the Shire's mining lease application. 2, notes administration advice that is intended to use of the mining leases is limited to low impact recreational prospecting activities, including metal detecting and the use of hand tools, resulting in only minor ground disturbance. 3, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to engage suitable qualified legal counsel to represent the Shire of Leonora in relation to the tribunal proceeding and associated matters. 4, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to incur reasonable legal expenditure necessary to protect and advance the Shire's interest in the proceeding. And that was passed. Thank you. Now we'll find that page again. All right, 10. Next meeting in July. Date? 21st. Thank you. Once again, thank you. Thank you for all your hard work, Kiara, and the team that works with you as well, Ty, everything. The last 12 months and exciting times going forward. Lots there, big budget, big capital expenditure. So yeah, let's look forward to the 2026-27 financial year. Meeting closed at 2:40. Thank you.